Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiya, it is the Red Men Bite Size Podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham and it is Friday the 26th of May 2023 and we are going to go into all the Liverpool headlines and updates from today. Jürgen Klopp did have his press conference earlier on, but surprisingly we are going to start it with something that happened last night instead. Manchester United finished in a European spot, in a Champions League spot, after beating Chelsea 4-1 at Old Trafford. That means that Liverpool will finish fifth this season. It is absolutely devastating to miss out on top four as a fan. And someone else who was devastated was Mo Salah. In the aftermath of that result happening last night, he did tweet. He came out and said, "I'm totally devastated. There's absolutely no excuse for this. We had everything we needed to make it to next year's Champions League and we failed. We are Liverpool and qualifying for the competition is the bare minimum. I am sorry, but it's too soon for an uplifting or optimistic post. We let you and ourselves down." And there was a lot of, from, you know, banter from opposing fan bases, but there was also a lot of love coming out from Liverpool fans, because Mo Salah is, you know, he's always, in times where we've struggled, came out and backed us and said he'd do absolutely everything. I'm pretty sure in the COVID season he came out and he very much did turn around and say, "I'm going to take us over the line and get us top four. I'm not going to let us fail." He's came out before Champions League finals and asked for revenge and stuff, which, you know, that one didn't go our way. But it was actually, for me, really good to see that the players were feeling just as devastated as I was. I'm absolutely fuming at Liverpool this season and the fact that we've wasted an entire season. We've not even got top four for next season. It is really, really annoying. It's annoying in terms of the revenue we've made for the money that we can spend in the summer. It's annoying for the players who will maybe overlook us and go to teams who do have Champions League football when we don't. It's annoyed me that it feels like a year wasted under Jurgen Klopp and we don't have many more years with him. It seems like Liverpool are going to have to do a lot in the summer transfer window and they have to get every single, you know, deal, every single signing perfect. We've left ourselves so much to do. So to see a player absolutely fume about the fact that they've missed out and they've been crap this season, I'm happy to see. It's great mentality as well. You know, we've set ourselves standards, especially Mo Salah. And the fact that Liverpool haven't met them this season should annoy us. It should drive us forward. It should motivate us for next season. Because Europa League football and Mo Salah, Alisson Becker, Virgil van Dijk, Trent Alexander-Arnold, it feels like none of them should be in the same sentence. Yeah, players from our greatest team that I've ever seen are going to be playing in the Europa League this season. It is absolutely mental. But I enjoy the fact that Salah's feeling exactly like I am. He said there's, you know, it's too soon for an uplifting or optimistic post. I agree, it is. I'm absolutely fuming. I want the end of the season to happen so I don't have to think about football for a while. Because, you know, this season's been an absolute roller coaster of emotions. For two thirds of the season, we were absolutely appalling. I think April onwards, we hit consistency, we were decent, but you can't expect to get top four when you've been so inconsistent for so long. And the other thing that really annoys me is the fact that Liverpool are now not going to be, the first attention for players that we might be interested in. If we're interested in players, but Manchester United are, or Newcastle United are, or Arsenal are, they're going to look at those three teams because they're in Champions League football and Liverpool aren't, and that is extremely why I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that I don't get to be in the best competition next season. I'm annoyed that we don't have to get to lift the best trophy in world football for me next season. And I'm also just annoyed that the players didn't show up this season enough, and I really hope that we use that as motivation to not feel this, to make sure that we correct this. But yeah, as soon as Europa League does start, I'll fully get into it. But for right now, I feel the frustration that Mo Salah feels, and he's obviously been in it. This season, he's had 19 goals and 11 assists in the Premier League, you know, and he's not had a good season, really. The first part of the season, he was very isolated where he was playing. It felt like, you know, we couldn't really get him into the game. Everyone else was appalling. We were trying to integrate, you know, Darwin Nunes, who couldn't speak English, and we were trying to, you know, make that make sense. We were trying to change our tactics, our system. And all of it just felt like, you know, we couldn't even run. We were getting legged off a pitch every single game. And there was moments where Salah wasn't great, but he's still, in 50 games in all competitions, has scored 30 goals and got 15 assists. There's a reason there to argue that him and Alisson Becker are the reason that we've somehow managed to get fifth, that we were in a top four race for as long as we were. And it is quite surprising that we've, you know, the worst we can finish is fifth, because, like I mentioned, two-thirds of the season, we were absolutely appalling. So, yeah, it's one of them. I'm just happy to see Mo Salah come out. I think it's elite mentality. I hope, you know, the dressing room saw it as well and feel the exact same. And I hope we see a reaction come, Sunday, when we play Southampton. And then also next season, we need to get everything perfect in the summer, including that pre-season. So, yeah, let's hope that is extra motivation for the next season. Moving on then. And I'm not really moving on, but I'm going into the press conference, and Klopp was actually asked about it. And Klopp turned around and said, "We are very self-critical. In the moment after the game, I felt the same as Mo, but now I can see an optimistic outlook." And at some point, we'll probably all see that optimistic outlook. You know, we're still in some form of European football. It was better than absolutely no European football because of the money that it gives us, the extra boost. And at least we'll be playing, you know, 2 to 3 games a week, which is, you know, it's exciting for Liverpool to be in, you know, potentially competing for four competitions, at least from the off. But it's also a case of, if we go deep in that, you know, Jürgen Klopp did lose that. We've been in the Europa League before and he lost in the final. So it maybe we can get him his full catalogue of trophies. And also, let's be honest, Liverpool want to be, title contenders next year. That's just where we want to be. We want to win major trophies, and this is a major trophy. So, you know, there is an optimistic outlook, and maybe we can all see that over the summer. Maybe we'll see it next year, when, you know, we're absolutely flying. But yeah, very much like me, I am in Mo Salah's boat at this moment in time. Klopp did say that he saw Mo Salah this morning in the canteen, and he was smiling and he was happy. So, you know, it's not, this devastation hasn't lasted, you know, all day. He said, "I feel a unity between us and our supporters," which is true. I'll be there for Southampton away, last game of the season. I'll sing our songs, I'll clap the players off, and I'll hope that next year when I see them again at Anfield or on our travelling away days, that we are much, much better than we are this season. Moving on then, let's go for an injury update, as we always like to do on this show on a Friday. Darwin Núñez has fully trained yesterday, so expect to see him back. I do look forward to that, actually. Maybe, you know, I don't think he's been at his best when he's been playing. He's had a couple of injuries this season. He's not got the worst goals tally, but I am excited to see a bit more chaos. And against a relegated Southampton, you've got nothing to lose. If he's fit, you can play him. Get him, you know, another game under his belt. Hopefully get him a goal, which will calm him down. Let him go off on his holidays and then come back for pre-season. But yeah, Darwin Núñez is, well, has, I don't want to say fully fit, but he trained, so you'd imagine he is.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Moving on then, Konaté was ill and did miss training, so Konaté might be a doubt. Hopefully it is only a 24-hour bug and he's absolutely sound. But the update from that was Konaté was ill. I can't tell you the amount of times that Konaté has just not been fit this season. It's been absolutely outrageous, for whatever reason. Obviously, being ill, you can't really, you know, everyone gets ill. You can't stop that. The last injury update that I do have is Robertson is a doubt for Southampton, as he has a groin issue. He did mention having, you know, he felt something in his groin. They did scans, but nothing came up. So at least there's nothing clear on the scans, and hopefully it is just one of them where we probably won't risk him. Make sure he's sound, let him go on his break, come back, and you know, it's not a massive. But yeah, he is a doubt for Southampton, and do not expect Liverpool or Jürgen Klopp to risk any players. Moving on, there was a potential lineup suggested, with Southampton. It was very much a case of Klopp hinted at a changed lineup in his press conference. He turned around and he said, "I think it makes sense that we make changes to get fresh players on the pitch and players who want to show something. We will not be risking any players who have knocks." So there you go. That basically proves that if Konaté, Robertson or Darwin Núñez feel something in the next couple of days before the game, they won't be risked. If there's anyone, you know, in the team right now who is at, you know, potential for feeling something, they're just not going to be risked. It's just that simple. The changes is mad. He said to get fresh players on the pitch, which, you know, we've only got one game left. You've had a week off. Like, people shouldn't be that, you know, tired. They are, clearly, because we've been crap this season. But the other interesting point was players who want to show something. I mean, that could be a whole host of, like, Harvey Elliott, you know, Fabio Carvalho. You know, there's a lot of players out there in our team who have something to show. Kostas, even. Maybe Joel Matip or Gomez. There's obviously Kelleher, who we don't know whether he'll be going this summer. You know, maybe Bobby, for whatever reason, gets a game, or James Milner. I don't know whether he'll give Bobby it from the off, or whether he'll give him 10, 15 minutes to come on, because he obviously, you know, wasn't fully fit to start the other day. But yeah, hopefully we can, you know, give them one more game where we can say goodbye to them. There's supposed to be something fit for James Milner at Southampton as well, from the fans, so that'll be good. But there is a couple of players who need to prove something. Maybe it's their time that they get a go. You know, Jota and Diaz have been fighting. Darwin Nunes, you know, he needs to show something. So yeah, I'm expecting a very changed lineup. I'm not sure who's starting, who's playing, and what system we're playing, because it's very hard to play an inverted right back situation when you don't have the level of Trent in that inverted right back situation. So yeah, it'll hopefully be a nice surprise to see who's starting. You might even see Ox start against Southampton. He used to play for them. You just don't know. I don't think him or Naby Keita will play, but there is chances. Who knows? But yeah, there is going to be changes for Southampton, so expect that. There's nothing to play for anyway, so, you know, probably Jurgen Klopp's just not even asked at this point. Moving on to the last thing then, and we've just mentioned one of those players, Fabio Carvalho. So Jurgen Klopp, earlier on in his press conference, was asked about the youngsters and how, you know, they were pretty much the star of the show, and a lot of youngsters have stepped up. Stephen Bajetis, Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, all of these players who've when Liverpool have been crap, have shown themselves and shown the talent that they have. And Klopp accidentally missed out Fabio Carvalho. And when he was asked about potential, you know, players going on loan or whatever, he instantly thought of Fabio Carvalho. And Fabio Carvalho, he turned around and was like, I didn't mention him earlier, I should have done. And he went on to say that no player has impressed me more than him, honestly. His work ethic will give him a fantastic career. He doesn't state fantastic career at Liverpool, he just states fantastic career. He talked about, you know, how Jurgen Klopp hasn't always picked him A in the lineup, and B, not even in the squad. And yet Carvalho's reaction to that has always been absolutely brilliant, which is great to see. He's a young lad. Jurgen mentioned that at the start when he came in, you know, he did all right, but it's not quite worked out for him. And he is a youngster. I don't know where he fits in this system. Liverpool have been crap, so he's came into a team that was just all over the place. So there's a lot of factors that really affect that. But he did say no plans have been made yet, but he could go out on loan next year. And maybe that's something that Fabio Carvalho needs. He said if we can't give someone game time, then yes, we'll have to either sell them or give them, you know, let them go out on loan. And he seems like a player who might be doing that, because I don't know where he plays. I really don't. I can't figure out where he plays, because you've got Darwin Nunes, Diaz, Jota, who can potentially play left. You've got Gakpo and Jota, who can play striker. And Carvalho, you know, plays left wing. We've seen him in centre mid a little bit, but we're going to try and revamp the entire midfield. And we've got Curtis Jones there and Harvey Elliott. I don't know where Harvey Elliott fits either, if I'm being honest. But yeah, it's one of them where we might see Fabio Carvalho get a loan spell, which will probably be good for him. Get him some more experience, hopefully Premier League experience, if we can get that. Maybe a mid-table team, or maybe a lower table team. And let him play, get as many games as he can. And hopefully he can come back to us the season after that and be ready to go. But yeah, that is all of the updates from today. We do have more stuff coming out though. Just because the season is over, do not worry, Liverpool carries on in this work environment. We'll obviously have all of the summer transfer window. We'll be going through every single sign and every potential sign, and we'll be bringing out shows all on that. Over on our YouTube channel, we'll be bringing out fan interactive shows at 12:30 starting next week. 6 days a week, that is, one of them a Sunday. Also, today we'll have Deep Dive coming out on Plus. That goes out later on tonight. And of course, the last game of the season, it is Watch Along on Sunday for Southampton v Liverpool. There's probably much more important things, or, you know, I don't know. I will be going the game, but I'll also have one eye on relegation because Liverpool aren't fighting for anything. But I still want them to get 3 points. But do join us for that, because we'll be looking at all the other results as well on that watch along. I'm 100% sure of that. But yeah, nice one for listening. If you want to get even more of these great shows as podcasts or watch them as videos, just head over to redmenplus.com. If you're a new customer and you join as a yearly club captain and use the code YEAR, YEAR on the payment screen, you'll get 50% off, meaning you'll pay just £25 for the whole year. You're going to get the Bobby Firmino documentary in that. I cannot tell you how good that is going to be. You get all the summer transfer window and all of next season. And hopefully the Reds will be fighting for the title and for every other competition that they're in. But until the next one, up the Reds.